not streaming. You fucking cow. Okay, everybody.
We're back.
Hopefully we're here now. Welcome to Late Horror Show. Mother, oh, whatever, of God, what happened there. Anyways, the show.
It's going to be a really big show.
It's going to be a really big show. Really big show. Okay, so we are back. Hopefully we're good live streaming. I'm not streaming on Facebook. For some reason, I think something's going on with the internet connection right now today.
We're back of course, in that ass, though.
But anyways, there you go. Yeah, we got Munchies, 1987. Let's go over it again. I mean, we got Gremlins. Gremlins,
Munchies, we will talk about Critters.
Ghoulies.
How did anybody tolerate this back in the 80s?
We are going to next week do Hobgoblin. Okay.
No. So, and then I'm picking a movie.
Then we get to pick his. So hey, everybody, again, Jennifer Delaney, Artith Lush, Shonico. Hopefully everybody else comes back. And I will start the movie right off because
there's no reason to
hold back here on the damn movie because it's, you know.
So what did we say?
Felix is here. Only took you three times. Okay, there you go. So, yeah.
Figures for this turd.
But yeah, anyways, this movie, okay, like we said before we got disconnected here and all that, has Harvey Korman in it.
That's right.
From Carol Burnett Show, if you know what that means,
Mama's
if you know
family.
Who he is, Mama's Family. But
lots
him,
of stuff.
Him and Tim Conway,
mm-hmm.
I can watch their skits on YouTube over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, just watch some Carol Burnett episodes. It was great.
Harvey
stuff.
Korman is, when he cracks
great
up
sketches.
Laughing. Oh, it's great. It's great. Okay,
I thought, okay, it's got Harvey Korman in it. This is good.
Produced by Roger Corman.
No relation.
You know.
Completely.
No relation, whatsoever. Hey, that cult dude, Felix, you're all back. So there you go. Thank you, guys. The live is streaming good. I just want all the video not to be buffering and all that. So
yeah, we want it to look
Stop Facebook
good.
And all
Even
that
when
stuff
it's a crap stuff. Movie, we still want it to look
oh,
good.
Oh, hell yeah.
We want it in that TV and we want you to
Bam, straight,
it.
Mothers. And you know what? We're in the works of, I'm going to be producing some shows with some, like, we are starting the skits with Danny the Devil is going to make appearances.
All right.
He's going to make a pyramid.
Appearance.
He's going to make appearances.
Life size?
Started a show, and in between, we'll be right back after this commercial, and we're going to insert different, like, little skit stuff. So it's going to be really cool.
Can we put subliminal pictures in there of, like, penises, like in Fight Club?
We could, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Boom. this has got Harvey Korman, one of my great comedians. I love this guy.
Even though he doesn't
even though you
save
guys,
the movie.
He does not save the movie.
No.
He plays Cecil and Simon Waterman, both of them
Twins.
At the same time. Both brothers who live next to each other, kind of.
Yes.
In this kind of weird... And please, don't go
desert.
Away. These critters, creatures, whatever you
they
want to call them.
They are their own thing. Man.
They're horny as hell. Let me put it that way.
Yeah,
they are
yeah.
horny as hell, and we will go through that all
through this
thing.
I think a couple
of
you could see the hands inside of them moving
around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This was so cheaply made. Roger Corman says, here's $32,000. Go make yourself a movie. I think it's... I don't know.
That's Roger Corman, man.
It was very strange. But, nevertheless, this movie, I texted Ted last night when I was watching it. I said, I am so sorry. Did you start watching it yet?
I did. When I was laying in bed, I was watching it online. And
surprisingly, Ted came here and said, you know what? It's got some stuff to it. You know?
It's a blatant Gremlins. Right? There's so many similarities. And then you find that, as we go through the credits, the director of the film was the editor on the original Gremlins.
Right.
The music, even though it's not really related to Gremlins at all, it's very Danny Elfman-ish.
Yes. The music I was going to mention there about the music.
You feel like you're watching, it's like it's Danny, but it's not Danny Elfman. You can tell it's not Danny Elfman.
Oh, my God.
But the way the film starts is Harvey Korman, who is...
hold on. Yeah.
Cecil
is...
He's a
the good
alien
guy.
Archaeologist.
Alien archaeologist.
Looking
Machu Picchu.
They're in Machu Picchu, Mexico. Looking through ruins to find evidence of alien life forms. And
cobwebs all through the inner...
Yeah, he's got his son Paul with him.
Whatever.
And he's really not following in the footsteps of Dad. He
wants
to be a stand-up comedian.
He's not following in the footsteps of Jesus.
No, he wants to be a...
Praise the Lord!
He wants to be a stand-up comedian.
Praise.
He doesn't want to go to college.
No. Oh, and...
Your mother goes to college. Oh, but wait, so they
in
find
the first
some...
glimpse of it, but yeah, go ahead. Go
I'm
ahead.
Just going to catch him up.
Yeah, catch
they
him
They find
up.
some writing inside, and one of the old Mexican guys translates it, doesn't mean shit. They go into another room, and lo and behold, they find some little critter. It looks like a miniature Jawa with feet and yeah, hands sticking out.
I was going to say that.
It looks like a Jawa.
Looks like a little and miniature Jawa. And it's making
voices just like Gizmo in Gremlins.
Yeah. Just like Gizmo.
Amigo! Amigo!
Amigo! Yeah, picks up on people's... Yeah. And he keeps telling Paul, the younger kid, you know, oh my God, it's an alien. It's an alien. Just immediately, it's an alien.
Go get a bag to put in. He's like, all I could find was my duffel bag. I hope he doesn't mind sharing space with my underwear.
and he throws the bag, duffel bag, over there by him with a Hershey bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And, he starts, and I even think he starts saying, milk duds, milk duds. Just like one of the Gremlins when they're in the theater in Gremlins.
Throughout the whole movie, this little creature who they name Arnold.
Who's Arnold, and he's very friendly.
Yeah.
He's actually very sweet and friendly here until you're mean to him.
And his friends actually come and join in.
Yep.
And all of them speak.
Look at this.
Harvey
Korman, Cecil finds some green goo at the bottom. It looks like reagent from Reanimator. He's filling up a little vial. Hey, let's see what this shit is.
Yes, toxic waste.
Which you don't even follow up on this until like the very last line of the movie.
Well, see, Cecil here, Harvey Korman plays the brother, the scientist one. He actually leaves for most of the movie after the beginning. Yeah, he's gone. Because his brother takes over and
His hope is to get someone from the university to check this shit out.
Yeah.
And he's going to write a book and make money and be out of... Because, you know, archaeologists probably don't make that much money.
So no, not at all.
They pretty much rely on grants and whatnot.
Jason Hamilton asked me, Machu Picchu, Sean Nichols says Machu Picchu is in Peru, not Mexico.
All right, well, thank you.
Oh, did you say
Peru? I said Mexico.
Oh,
but yes, he would rather be right than be happy.
That's all right.
Thank you, because you're right. They do mention Peru in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Thanks for Googling that for me.
And Jason Hamilton says, do you know how was the Friday the 13th 2009 trivia? It was so shit, Jason, that I deleted it because I started going off on some big wild rant and tangent, so it was not good.
But it had the best Zachary Hayes was here.
What a terrible movie. Wasn't until halfway through that I realized that I had to turn it off your brain. Exactly, but you know what? That's what we're all about, taking the worst movies, some of them, and really having fun with them and going through this.
You won't get no Nightmare on Elm Street 3 here. You're getting munchies.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
And we do this on purpose sometimes, you know.
Ernest Troost did the music.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Ernest Troost.
I go and search for it.
Jimmy Stewart was the editor.
Ted! What the frick is going on? It's concentrating on the freaking movie.
It's James Stewart.
Hey, and a screenplay by Lance Smith.
Ginny Nugent, related to Ted.
Ted Nugent's brother, sister.
There you go, Roger.
Listen. I go and find these movies I've never seen before that somewhat may be okay. If they're shit, we come back and we make fun of it like crazy.
Man, we take lemons and make lemonade, don't we?
Don't we certainly do.
Okay, now I got a serious question here. How in the name of anything did they get that critter through customs?
This is back in 87. All right, because I'm pretty
sure from Peru to wherever they live out in the desert, there's customs.
Oh, Dr. Metal Freak says, Harvey Korman, but no Tim Conway. This will suck. Exactly. You got
that right.
Oh my God, Harvey
Korman. Harvey Korman or Don Knotts.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so we're introduced to Cindy, who kept me erect.
Hey, she was in...
kept me erect, up all night for most of the movie.
She was in Critters.
She was in Critters. Right.
Look at this. She's
so cute. But she as they're walking by, she goes... What do you guys got in that sector? You know, he's like,
I know.
You know, security gonna get them. And you know what?
He's like, okay, I'll get the suitcases. They're walking away.
And you know what?
That's his girlfriend, man. Look at Harvey. He's making time with his lady friend.
The movie.
His special lady friend.
Do you think it was worth seeing this at least once, though, or no?
Listen, I've been on record. Horror is not even my favorite genre. Most of these I don't ever even need to watch.
We should have flushed this right away. I know. But... I didn't catch Ted in time. Time Lord, what's going on?
Oh, my dude, what's up?
Yeah, how late is it over in the UK?
Early? I don't know.
let's see, it's probably about 4 in the morning, maybe.
Oh, you know what? You gotta love people like that.
Hell yeah! Amy
look,
B.
Here's Eddie.
Amy B. says the titties remind me of Raggedy Ann and Andy in Musical Adventure Movie.
Which ones?
I know, which ones?
Does the ones in Friday 13, 2009?
Oh, I don't know. What titties are you talking about?
I was just saying that particular Friday 13th movie has, like, the best ones.
And probably posed as a small child on a plane. Really? Okay. Anyways,
maybe.
Paul turns... Okay, and here we're introduced to the
Eddie, he is the
Wimpy
sheriff's
cop.
He's the sheriff's son. He's the, you know, and daddy's out of town for some kind of convention.
He's
or
the prodigal
like
son. Prodigal son.
He's in charge of the town. What is the town? Sweetwater or something like that?
Get myself the tickets going
is that what
on
it is?
There.
What? Sweetwater? I don't know what state this is.
Sweetwater.
Why do they call it Sweetwater when it's in the middle of the desert? Well, I guess because if there was any water, it'd be pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I get
it's
it.
It's like, oh, this is some sweet water.
And look at it. She's trying to say, yeah. I downshifted. I wasn't speeding.
Because that's what happened.
And he's,
that's how the town got its name.
I guess.
There was
what does he give her a ticket for? He says
there was an Aborigine walking through this desert in Sweetwater.
Where do we have Aborigines?
They were around. They came over on the Viking ships from Australia.
Vikings came in and turned around and went, Vikings. Someone's going to, Jason Hamilton's going to correct you in a minute.
Tell me, it's 2:48 in their time, Lord. Okay, we're going to just be all drunk on this one. What the, right?
He's going to Google the hell out of that shit and tell you the Vikings didn't come from Australia.
The Vikings came straight over from Australia.
Sat
well, down.
They down there, too.
And they put their foots down, and they said,
hell with this place.
Get hell with this place.
We're going back to the icy mountains.
They're getting back to, because what he did was a tribe of Aborigines walked through this town, okay,
yeah,
in the early 30s, I believe it was.
Melvis Land.
That's what it is.
Melvis Land.
Sweetwater.
No, Sweetwater's where they live. I think Melvis Land's like the... Like, this looks like it's a development.
No, right. Melvis Land is the...
But when he writes them a ticket, what does he tell her? That she's 12 dBs over the sound level or something like that? How
yes.
are you detecting that?
Yes, and because he's got a crush on Cindy. What's his name again?
Eddie.
There's
Big Ed, and there's Eddie.
And there's Harvey Korman.
Oh, God, look at this wig
as
stash.
Simon Waterman. He's his brother who lives like since Rackness Stall.
And
stuff.
He's like a big developer. He's got his hands.
He's a big developer.
He's got restaurants.
He's got restaurants,
snack foods.
He's got a golf place.
Look at Elvis all covered.
Yes, they start uncovering everything in the house, I guess.
Because they've been gone.
Yeah, and look at
what's he doing? Is he listening? He's got microphones in the house? Is he listening to them?
This must be the Chip spinoff. What?
Who?
That cop dude is just not making any sense whatsoever.
look at him. He's on TV now. Like,
yeah.
He's surfing.
And this is straight out of the Carol Burnett Show. He's doing all kinds of characters. He had some say in this movie.
Hey, look at this soda I'm drinking.
And I'm surfing on this green screen in back of me.
You don't ever see him surfing.
He just walks forward. Like, I love it. Oh, my God. And meanwhile...
He's got Arnold
in the bag. And Cindy and him are, you know, getting some snacks and
stuff. Yeah, she's got some chips.
Dr. Metal freaking chats as I thought the Vikings came from Minnesota. I was showing myself to the door for that horrible joke.
Baby. The only Vikings that matter.
so Cecil. Right?
Cecil.
Cecil Deep of Watermelon.
Yeah. He's on the horn calling the university.
Yeah, like, oh.
It looks like a freaking mongoose. When it pops out of the bag, you just see like a nose and teeth.
This is where they get the name for the creature, because they're feeding it all kinds of crap. Candy, chips, cookies, this and that. And she goes, look at it. He's eating all this garbage. He's a munchie.
He's a munchie.
Yeah, and then you hear it going, oh, munching.
Munchie, amigo.
Yeah, so.
And the voices of these are done by, two people, but one of them is a very famous cartooning voice called
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, Frank Welker. You can look him up. He did, he's done Scooby-Doo, Jabberjaw. He's done voices on all kinds of programs. So he's pretty known as far as cartoon voices go.
Art of Blood says this is the one with Nicolas Cage in it for a bit? Or is it one of the sequels, uncredited too, I think?
No, there are two sequels that have nothing to do with this, really, but I don't know if he's in those.
Yeah, he's not in this
movie. I thought Nick Cage, by 87, he was getting to be known, so I think...
Yeah, Ardeth, he was not in this, this movie.
Vampire Kiss? Vampire's Kiss, Kiss of the Vampire.
That was right around that time.
Was it before this?
It was like an 87...
Maybe.
Something like that?
Because he was coming off Moonstruck, and he was getting to be known. So not as far as I know. I know the doctor from like Star Trek Deep Space Nine and Voyager is in this, but I almost like completely missed him at first, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's his name? Robert Picardo or whatever.
Yeah, and the guy in the restaurant with the mustache. So
is that him? Or is it, or...
There's a couple people in here. And I'm like going, how the hell did they get him in this movie? Munchies of all.
You know what? You people know? Need work, I mean, man. People need work, and that's what they're going to do, man. They just...
Not everybody...
What is this thing at the top of the screen here?
I don't know.
It's like a hunk of the film or I don't know. Look at him. He's listening to their whole conversation, so he knows that he's found something over there that's of value.
Yes.
So he's going to try to get...
Because he wants their land. He wants his brother's house and land.
Exactly.
And
so he's going to come out.
And love the split screen they do.
I know.
And this is... Harvey Korman does these characters on... Just YouTube Carol Burnett.
They're not even looking at each other in this scene.
Oh, my God.
Look at them. And see, now he's not going to sell his land because, hey, I've got a big thing cooking over here, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to need the money. I'm going to be fine with money. I don't need that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Screw you there,
right.
brother.
Right.
Yeah, I don't need you anymore.
So I'm off.
It's a cool, you know, and the thing is, you don't see anybody really in this movie. There's not many people. Well, okay.
Well, like I said, it was
one scene maybe in the, like, Melville when they're opening up the golf land area.
Okay.
For his wife, there's a crowd of people, but other than that, you don't see nobody in.
They probably just went someplace and filmed some people walking around. Like they didn't know they were in a movie.
Look,
there he is. There's Arnold. And he's teaching them how to use the TV.
Yeah.
Here's how you use the remote control.
If you want to watch the TV and turn this on.
Oh, and look who's on. Uncle Cecil.
He owns a lot of crap.
He come to my restaurant.
You mean Simon,
this
right?
This is the best steak I ever had.
Hi.
And these the tater tots are so green.
Mmm. Oh, look at my wig.
The crispiest tater tots you'll find.
Jeez. They dressed her up to look pretty old hicky. I guess so.
Look, Saddle Rock Road.
Come down to Saddle Rock Road.
Here's Melvis.
Get yourself some good.
This is the stepson. Well, actually, adopted son. Yeah, it's his wife's adopted son, so his stepson.
Kiss was in 1988, Ardeth Blood says. Yeah. All right,
so, okay.
Year after. So, Kiss of the Vampire. Another commentary we did, which was really, really good. I love
another weird movie.
Weird movie.
Weird movie.
Oh, I loved it, man.
And he's sitting there listening to Truckin' by the Dead.
Look at the painting up on the wall.
I know, it's the mother.
Of his wife. Yeah.
Who we don't get to see till later on.
Oh my God!
But yeah, he scratches the needle on the record.
The needle on the record.
Man, it's a British import.
He scratches the needle on the record.
Put the needle on. Look, he's wrapping the. Having asphyxiation. Now he should start masturbating.
Oh God! What in the hell is going on?
Go out David Carradine style.
Holy cripe! Yeah. I'm not sure why Simon is doing this.
Was he doing his Chris Cornell impersonation?
Yep.
Is it too soon?
Yeah, he's doing it to his stepson. He comes in and he goes, why the hell is the damn fish tank all cracked?
Why is it all cloudy?
Oh, no, he says that after when he comes back and it's all dirty and there's food and everything.
It looks like
everywhere.
Someone pissed in it.
We got six people watching. You guys enjoying the movie?
We got a record. Look, he's giving him a skin mag.
Yeah.
Paul's giving the munchie a skin mag.
And he opens the page.
Check out some tits.
He opens the page and slips it right in for him. And you hear it and they're going, ooh, hot stuff. Oh, my God. And while he's being busy with that, Cindy and Paul comes up and goes, you know, hey, how about a little bit of teenage sex here?
Yeah, he's like, you want me to shirk my responsibilities and have reckless teenage sex with you? Even though he looks like he's about 30.
Yeah, exactly. Even she looks in her 20s.
She's good to go without a word to say.
Yeah. Damn slap that I saw. Anyways. Yeah.
She's like, bring that mullet upstairs.
So they walk. Oh, my God. And I keep looking at her jeans every time she's walking away.
Checking it out?
Yeah, checking that stuff out there. But she ends up.
Here comes
Simon
and Melvis to come rip off whatever it is his brother found. So that way he won't get no money, and then he'll be forced to sell his land.
That's the dirtiest thing you've ever said, Dino, says Felix. I know, I've said worse. But, oh my God, look at them.
Hey, what's that Stan Laurel thing he's got hanging up on his wall there?
They've got Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy masks on each side of the wall.
I didn't see the Hardy one. I saw
it. They'll get a farther view on the back. And there's posters of them.
Oh, yeah, a poster of them right
there.
They're
Laurel and Hardy fans.
Nice.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, and there's a Chaplin one, the kid.
Yes, if you look in the background, there's even a little ape mask up there.
All right, see, now that, look at it, he's working her.
Oh, he's working her real
good. He's getting her juices flowing.
And Arnold comes and crawls up right between them. The little Jawa. Oh, boobies, oh, boobies.
It looked like he was trying to start motorboating up there.
Oh, God.
Hey, amigo.
I was a little disappointed that she had her top on.
Oh, look, now we get our first look at them. What in the hell is
first
that?
I have no idea. These creatures, okay.
Why are they so calm with this thing running around?
Why does this movie look like a cheap porno?
You know?
Because you know what? Because Harvey Korman dressed
like that.
Wearing
that wig.
His Bruce, Burt Reynolds.
Looks like Burt Reynolds on a bad hair day.
Yeah, looks like a cheap porno. It does. Good call there, Sean.
Well, I mean, he's right, man. A lot of porns start out like this. A couple guys sneaking around a house, couple doing that. All of a sudden, you got yourself a four-way going.
Oh, my God. And then you get
the product placement.
Then Arnold actually goes downstairs.
He's raiding the fridge.
He's
cabinets
raiding the kitchen because
Gremlin
he's mad.
Gremlin style, just like Gremlins.
Just like Gremlins.
Oh, yeah. Peanut butter.
So, you know, Peter Pan, you know, they chipped in some money here.
All they needed was a microwave over there. And
Quaker Oats.
Throw one of them in there.
Count Chocula.
Remember the Quaker Oats? Did your mom make you... Was it
Quaker Oats?
Was it a regular breakfast routine, like the Quaker Oats?
Sometimes. And, you know. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, those...
Look how he's trying to catch it, and it's like grease lightning going through all...
I know.
My God, how cheap.
Ted, we could make a movie like this so
easily.
I mean,
it looks like you're Danny the Devil puppet.
Yes, no. We got... Oh, my God.
It ain't... I mean, the face is a little bit better, but... Yeah. No money put into the body.
No, not at all.
Oh, man.
And even though there's chips, cookies, popcorn, everything on there...
Yeah, what are they teasing it with?
He's teasing them with something.
What is on the end of that string?
I don't know. It looks like a stick of something.
Look how cheap ass this is.
It's a dental stick. And they're right there. Look at it. Oh, my God.
What the hell?
The little Jawa creature is crawling. Okay, out of all the movies I've seen, your munchy voices are funny.
Amigo.
Your mijo. Amigo.
Well, that's pretty much what he sounds like.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And then they get better later on. Hey, Rudy, how you doing, man?
Yeah. Well, they got in the studio.
Hey, where the bitches at?
Where's the bitches at, man? Ooh, she hot. Ooh. Yeah. Hey. Oh, they're horny little devils.
Look. Oh, man, we see a little thigh there. It's a bit.
Oh, God.
It'd be nice to see a little piece of ass.
Ooh, he hammered her. Oh, yeah. Blow-up hammer.
Look how he's got... Look, is that a little E.T. toy on the stand there?
Yeah, and he's got the little half clown head that comes on your forehead with the glasses.
Sort of looks like Pennywise with glasses.
Or,
the real Pennywise.
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah, whoever you are.
Oh, look, they put him on the pool table. That's the best he looks the whole movie.
Exactly.
I mean, the face, you know, the head looks pretty detailed and kind of cool. Like that.
Yeah, I mean, the creatures are somewhat funny. I like that part of this movie.
Yeah, they're nasty.
They are.
And I like how they know how to speak perfect English.
They do. They learn right away. Even when you find out
even though
they
were,
duplicate.
You know, living in Peru... The whole time.
It's a Roger Corman. It's going to look cheap.
Hey, you know what? You go back and watch those Vincent Price Roger Corman movies, which I just watched Pit and the Pendulum with my kids today.
Oh.
And I want to do that movie soon, but I don't want to do it too soon because I just watched it.
Right.
But still gives me the willies. So gothic. So.
Man. Oh, I know. I love those old horror.
That's what I like.
Trying to keep
gothic
with these
horror.
Funny, you know, little things. But
what is that pea shooter that he points at his own kid?
Hopefully, it's just a little pea shooter.
What does he want to do? Kill it? I forget.
Thing I don't understand is, you know, how hard it was for the...
Oh, yeah, there is Hardy there. You're right.
There's still...
He's got something with the Marx Brothers in between.
Okay, real quick.
I like everything in this guy's room.
Real quick, I don't understand how they had such trouble getting it at the
I
other
want
house.
Those heads.
And he brings... So do I. And he brings it over into their house. Okay,
Stooges.
Simon's house. And they just put it on the pool table in the back. And don't care about it.
Melvis is supposed
anything.
To be watching it, but he goes back and puts his headphones on. He's like, man, you're messing up my karma.
You're messing up my karma,
dude. You're messing up my aura here, man.
Oh no, it took my mother 5,000 blue
oh,
stamps,
yeah.
to
green
get that
stamps to get that table,
man.
What a horrible floor! It looks like the Black Lodge in Twin
yes,
Peaks, man.
Does.
With the white and black.
And it walks over.
Puts the TV on. Puts the TV on. He wants to watch TV. Yeah, you
yes. Yeah, change your channel. Look at
No, man. Is he watching them Duke boys?
Oh, my God.
He just picks it up, throws it against the wall. Okay, now that's not going to end well for you, guy.
No, not at all.
You can't be mean to him, see, because he's friendly until you piss him off, and then he's not. Look, he threw a cue ball at his head.
Yes, he threw a cue ball.
What would normally knock someone else out, Melvis just gets up.
Yes.
All right, little dude.
Get over here, man. I'm going to just kill you.
Come here so I can hit you.
You're not doing nothing here anymore, man.
Why is it checkerboard on the wall and the floor? That just... Hey, we've got extra tile, guys.
Hey,
oh, he's whipping
hey,
records
man,
in.
You threw one of my favorite tunes, man.
Man, that's Zeppelin 2. Oh, God, look, he's skating on the record. Oh, my God.
Holy Christ. The scenes in this movie, so you got... Arnold just actually just skid on the record...
Trips him with a pool cue. Oh, man.
And he falls down. He starts. Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny, but it's not funny. But yeah, I don't know what's with the.
You
black
know what the sad
checker.
Thing is? I have to watch this 2 times in one day.
Well, you're watching with me now. Arnold pokes his head up in one of the holes.
It's like Caddyshack.
Yeah. Oh, here I am. But how the hell did he get in? Their pocket cue, like pocket.
He jumped up on top and
went inside.
I guess.
Yeah. So he shrunk himself and just got his head.
I don't know. Yeah, he was much bigger than that before.
Oh man!
He baseballs him across the table. Look at this shit, man.
Man.
Oh, now the claws are popping out. The teeth are getting bigger, and now he's
the minute he yeah the minute he really. Hurts him.
The pool cue in half.
You have these fangs.
Oh, God, look at the pictures of Simon on the wall. There's like a little painting up there.
Anybody listening on iTunes has no idea what you're talking about.
I said on the wall, there's a picture of Simon, like a picture of himself.
You're actually just watching this film now today.
What?
And just watching it. Let's just all be quiet and just watch this movie for a while. All
right, you do the talking, you son of a bitch. Who painted this kitchen?
Some Puerto Ricans!
Some Puerto
Ricans. You got some pink, get some blue.
What do you got against the Puerto Ricans?
I got nothing against
them. It's the Mexicans we're worried about in this country.
Maybe sticky finger cereal.
Sticky. What did he just throw? Oh, didn't he throw like a fondue fork at him or something?
Yes.
Oh, man. Coca-Cola Classic.
And he shoots the gun and shoots Arnold.
Oh, yeah,
because
right next
gun.
To the pool table where the pool cues are, there's the gun rack.
Yes. But, oh my God, what did he throw at him? But you can't kill him, okay?
Yeah. Did he shoot him?
He shot him right in the chest. And is this where they split up?
No, not yet. They chop him, man. He's going to chop him.
So you can't kill him. So even though he got
shot
right
in the chest. Oh, look, he chops right up, starts biting his hand in the kitchen.
Yes.
And now he's taking the knife and
he quarters him. He quarters him. He chops his legs right off. Okay.
Chops him in half. Chops
and you're going,
the legs, the arms,
you're
going to
find
head,
out, Gremlin style, okay?
Yeah.
That this
is the equivalent of throwing water on, on gremlins.
They're going to duplicate, you know, replicate.
They multiply. You chop them up.
Yeah, so that's
one of the rules?
Yes, and don't feed them after dark.
Oh, he's drinking some of that juice that Simon
some
was,
gin and juice, man.
Pimping at the beginning.
Yo, man, gin and juice.
Who's in this truck? Oh, we forgot. He left, Simon left to go pick up his special lady friend from, what, the airport or bus station, train station.
And what's the truck he's driving?
I don't even remember what
it
said on it.
It looks like an ice cream truck or whatever. But the old lady here is reading a National Enquirer.
Something like that.
And right on the back of it says Gremlin.
Yeah, some critter on there and it said Gremlin?
Yeah. So
which is on
purpose.
I mean,
of course.
I'm sure they know what they're doing. You know, I mean, they know they're making a Gremlins knockoff. Oh, ew, what's all this happy horse shit going
on
here?
This is the scene
of it multiplying. It looks like you know, Palmolive dish liquid is oozing out of it. You're soaking in it.
You're
the bubbles.
Ooh, you're soaking in
it. Man, I'm going back to my Grateful Dead, man.
I know. He just wrapped his hand after that thing.
He got stabbed in the leg. He needs a tetanus shot.
That's crazy.
He needs to go to hospital.
Yo, man. Well, listen.
Okay, I get that they multiply, but why do the clothes multiply?
I have no idea, Ted.
It's kind of like in all those movies where the Incredible Hulk, you know, he turns into the Hulk. How come the pants always stay on? Wouldn't those rip right off and he'd be running around with his schlong? I mean, this huge-ass schlong?
Yeah, you would think something would
I mean, unless he was wearing sweatpants, but he's never wearing sweatpants.
The Hawk's big, yeah, green Anaconda.
See, that's why I don't like those movies, man. Because
Anaconda
just
won't... Yeah, what?
That's why I don't like those movies. It's just, it puts me right out, man. It's like, those pants would rip.
Remember the old Bill Bixby?
Yeah. You know? Same thing. Same difference.
It was so depressing at the end of everything. It made you want to...
He's always
like,
walking with that music. And
yeah, you needed some Zoloft or something. At
yeah,
the
everyone,
end of
everyone needed a good stiff one after watching an hour of that. With his back sack. And
he's walking away, saddest music I ever heard.
Yeah, helped some people, but nobody helped him.
You know, it's... okay, oh my God.
So now there's like four or five critters. They hear some noise outside. This is Paul and Cindy.
And this is where the voices start changing on some of them, but they all speak
English. Yeah, I like when they all start multiplying. Hey, Rudy, how you doing? Like, they all have names already?
I guess.
I mean, they all know how to talk. They all have the same clothes.
Yeah, get her, man.
And they come outside. They're hearing gunshots.
And I think
the critters are out there with a rifle taking pot shots at people.
At the pink
like
Cadillac.
Like Starkweather out there.
Oh, and okay, Cindy, we can stop here just a little bit while Cindy does a little dance.
Sort of.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, take it off, baby.
Take it off. Yeah, you can hear them in the background. They're getting off on you.
Ooh. I mean, come on. Why couldn't we see something in this movie?
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul throws a garbage can, a plastic one, lightweight, over the top of him. And thinks that's it.
It's enough to
knows he has a gun.
And then
knows
they blast
the creatures have a gun. And just,
And there's no garbage bag in there? It's just a bunch of banana peels and shit just fell all on? They don't use garbage bags?
I guess not.
And what is this car they're hiding behind? They're hiding behind a really classic automobile.
Classic pink Cadillac.
Look at the fins on that son of a bitch.
But they're gonna destroy it a little bit here.
I know, it's a damn shame, because that is a sweet-ass car.
No, what kind of outfit is that? What is it reminiscent of?
Who?
And these little munchies.
They look like Jawas to me, man. It's the only thing I can describe.
But they've got they've almost got like a Planet of the Apes leather banner across their chest too.
Oh, what is this? Is this a
Gremlin? Isn't it a Gremlin?
I believe so.
Yeah, so they drive away in a Gremlin vehicle.
I think it's a Gremlin.
Looks like a Gremlin to me.
It's a Gremlin.
You know, so
it's a Chevette.
So they just it's a Gremlin.
Little red Chevette. And look how they're driving.
I know.
All right, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, man. Push it out. Tell me when to stop, man. Oh Lord.
One of them's working the pedals. One of them's steering. There's all kinds of rounds of ammunition laying out there.
Hey, man, you shouldn't smoke. You'll give it cancer. Hey, no, I care. Yeah,
and they all have these little different voices. And this is pretty much the rest of the movie, man. They're just tearing ass along the desert.
Hey, man, you shouldn't smoke.
I know. What is up?
My God,
with
they're
this?
Like the gremlins. They're smoking cigarettes.
But Paul and Cindy.
They're chasing after
them. Chasing them.
Because Arnold's gone crazy.
They're smiling in the vehicle, though, a little bit.
I guess. Oh, and here comes Eddie. Ah, got you again. Okay. Deja vu. Got you again.
Yeah, I'm going to get you.
You think just because my daddy's out of town, I'm going to let the town turn to chaos?
But I like how they trick.
And they pull over.
Well, because they're going to use him and trick him.
I guess.
She has persuasion over him. A little bit of eroticism.
Her wily feminine ways.
Yeah, her little, shall I say, perfume coming out from...
Her pheromones.
You know, and even though Paul's there, but that smell reaches over across to Eddie.
I'm guessing. The line they feed him is that Cindy's father is actually a CIA agent working undercover, and the car they are pursuing is a bunch of Russians who have stole some plans to, the new Gulf World or whatever? And
Gulf Land, whatever
it is. I don't know, are they going to blow it up? And go, whatever they're going to do. And
so he's convincing him to help them.
Yes.
Okay, so they're all going to drive.
And he buys it hook, line, and sinker, which, you know, any guy would do. I'd fall for it.
And by the way, I think we'll be doing the Monster Squad next week.
Trivia?
I'm thinking.
Trivia time,
Yeah, up the Monster Squad. We finally finished the Friday the 13th trivia.
What time's that start, man? I would show up for that one.
I'll let you know. If I got to do a special time to have you do the Monster Squad trivia with me,
yeah, work, but I can shoot.
Or even maybe a Monday I'll...
Or if you want to do that instead?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. I'd be down for that.
Maybe we might do that.
I could have fun with that.
But we'll see.
I love Monster Squad. It's like the last good movie they made.
Highway Patrol Officer Barney Fife.
Just about. From Monster Squad until Mad Max Fury Road came out, there were like no good movies.
Yeah.
Maybe Amelie. I like that French movie, Amelie. But as far as in America,
oh my
God, you know, American made movies from Monster Squad up until it was like 30 years before a good movie came out.
Yeah, no, hey, I agree, man.
In my opinion.
And she's still holding up that magazine. We're going to find out, too, that
she's got that big Jesus Loves You pin on her that looks like it's all diamond encrusted.
But yet she's...
The munchies are shooting out street signs. Yeah. And driving in the middle of the friggin' road.
They know how to drive.
Look at me go.
They're running cars off the road.
They're doing it. Oh, and an old bag.
Oh, I know.
Comes up in this green... Something she's, a teenager she's got, would she's be driving herself in.
A classic vehicle there.
She does. And she starts hollering at them like, you motherfucker.
Get off the road, you son of a bitch. Look at that.
And they're going, oh, you got your bag.
I love it. Yeah, I'd love to drive and do that to somebody. Oh. You know, just like, bam, knock them off the road.
Maybe we can do that next time.
You want to? You and me together? We'll drive down the street.
China Jade.
I mean, God, that thing can maneuver.
Look at this old lady, man.
I know. She is...
Oh my God!
She's acting like she's in a Steve McQueen movie, man.
Yes,
Steve Vanishing McQueen Point.
Movie. Vanishing. The Here we go. Play chicken. Shit. This old lady does not take any crap.
No,
She's yeah, and I wish I knew what kind of car that was.
Homie, don't play. I know cars aren't really my forte, but
the gremlins are kind of hanging out the side of the car and stuff too.
I forget what they say to each other, but don't they give her the finger here or something? Don't they roll it down?
Probably, yeah.
Look, she's getting out of the car, man. She's going to give him what for.
You know what?
They roll down the window and aim the rifle at her.
Yeah, gangland shooting, man. God,
look at, they're doing a drive-by.
Drive-by, gangland style.
Two shots and they blow the vehicle.
Did you notice that? Smithereens. Look at...
How cheap.
Ted, it's so dark in that it's car. Like
Mr. Potato Head glasses.
You know what I would have loved to have happened? Oh, God. I would have loved to have, like, when they cracked that window, like, a bunch of, like, marijuana smoke to just pour like out of the window. And Chong. Like Cheech and Chong.
Hey, man, is that a joint?
Yeah.
You ever up and smoke and I got that joint that's about this big?
You gonna smoke that whole thing, man?
I keep waiting for someone to pull
what
me over.
What you gonna do, man?
So I can, when they ask for my license, I can say, oh, man, it's on the back of the car. I think it's on the back of the car.
Would that not be an awesome one to do?
I would love to do Cheech and Chong up in smoke, man.
Oh,
it's
man.
Got so much great stuff in it.
Should we start doing other movies than just horror? There's so many good movies out there. Anyways, these munchies are funny. Jennifer, they are, man.
Look at this. It's even cloudier than it was before.
Zachary Hayes says munchies in the hood. That's right. Yeah, these... They're very gangsta, man.
They started especially the whole, in that car. All the gang problems that started after this, it's because of this movie.
Yeah, I think
people started wearing troop jackets and getting into mischief. We started getting gangs like Rice and Beans. Simon and his wife get home. The house is in disarray. Melvis is still sitting there listening to music.
Is he
even awake?
I don't know. Yeah, what happened to
him? He's stoned. But look at that fish tank. There's algae on top of it. What is this?
And he starts getting pissed and saying, what?
My fish tank! My tropical fish!
Yeah, why is all this stuff
you didn't care that much about
over?
It before you left.
It looks like packages of meat and stuff are floating in the top of it.
Yeah, yeah. Packs of ground beef and bologna are in there. I see a pack of bacon. Some Eckridge House products.
They didn't even get the thin kind, honey.
You better get that little net out and start fishing that crap out of there.
Oh, damn.
Is Melvis in a coma or something?
I guess so. Well,
I don't know. I dozed off here and there.
He's high as a...
Look at that phone.
The phone is
looks like a
pink,
heart.
It is. It's a pink heart.
It's kind of cool, though.
Pink heart or a pink butt?
Oh, man,
phone.
The bikers. Remember the scene with the bikers? There's like six people riding motorcycles, and they're going to start fucking with them.
They're like giving them the finger.
They're all throwing the finger. Fuck you.
And these aren't the, like, Hell's Angels.
No, these bikers. Are those annoying people that bike.
Yeah, these are like, 20-somethings on, like, kind
of
like.
Look,
dirt
he got
biking.
In front of one of them, he took his foot and kicked the car.
No, they're not gonna.
They're gonna pay for that.
Yeah, they're gonna pay for that. All right.
Look at this.
Get out!
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm from the Hell's Angels, man. Look at my tats.
Yeah.
Woo! You know what I mean?
You know, I remember when I used to the one hospital.
They
I used
fly
to,
off into the
into
river.
Into the bridge, into the river.
I used to
work on a floor.
You did. You worked on a floor
with a. And
I was a tile maker back in the day too.
The boss and all the nurses that I worked with, they're all bikers. You know, like they married bikers. It's like a whole freaking lifestyle. Like, you can't just casually ride like a Harley. It's a whole lifestyle. You've got to hang out with those people. Oh, yeah. You have to wear chaps. You know, it's all. You got to listen to Steppenwolf. I mean, it's,
you got to listen to Steppenwolf.
Easy Rider's your favorite movie. It's just a thing, man.
You can't drink beer. You got to drink whiskey.
We're all you know, Jägermeister.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And all the girls got to have their.
You know, they all have to wear Harley shit. Have Harley clipboards.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ, really?
It's a family. It's
like if you're, it's like in Seinfeld, if you start getting into, you know, the menage a trois, you know, it's a whole lifestyle.
A whole lifestyle.
It's not just something you can do.
You're going to have to get shag carpeting and weirdo lighting.
Exactly. Wear a robe. I mean,
oh, it is. It says cow snacks.
Oh, well, cow snacks.
So that's what it is. It's because he runs like a food supply.
He's got like
plant
a snack
too.
Company as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to find that he's doing some shady business with that.
Oh, man. Dr. Melfrey says, I've cleaned houses that look worse than Simon's. I bet.
You know?
Oh, my God. Dang. Dave Plouffe, hey, what's going on, man? Hi, Dino. Hi, Ted.
What's up? People like
that cop, dude.
Huh?
I wonder if there is meant in there. Do they have piranhas? That cop, dude, is asking some...
What kind of fish?
He's high.
He just says tropical fish. That's the only thing he says. Now, I suppose
yeah.
Piranhas are a type of tropical fish, but I don't think they play well with others. So.
No.
Every time I see him at the zoo here in Cleveland, I always want to put my finger in just to see if they'll,
see if
really,
they'll eat it. Yeah.
Yeah, but those are kind of glassed off. You can't get at them. The one time we went, you know, they have the otters in the rainforest. They were going at it.
Ooh, doing it?
Oh, doing it and doing it
and
doing
it well.
Well.
They were.
I mean, it was like 2-on-1. Like fighting one was going at it.
Fighting or sexuals?
Sexuals.
Sexuals?
Going at it, and the other one was like, hey, come on, Jeff, move over. Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
He was going at it for a little
so,
while. Scott, come on, it's my turn. You know, I mean, that's...
So in that...
I always envision that they have names and they talk to each other. But,
yeah, I do too. I do yeah. that too. Yeah. So the otter exhibit had a tramp,
yeah.
basically, otter.
I don't even know if it was a female otter. I mean, I don't know what they were going, you know...
So there was either a male or female hoary otter in the middle of the
There were some shenanigans.
Thing, and they were just really...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was... you know, I'm just sitting there, yeah, yeah. You know,
oh,
you know, but I get excited
no.
when I see the elephants and they take, like, a big piss, because then you actually see, like, how big an elephant is.
Oh, my God.
And it's like another trunk.
Oh, disturbing.
You know, I'm like Beavis
disturbing.
And Butthead, where their kids are trying to learn with their zoo keys and turn there. I'm like, yeah, the animal's taking a shit. You know,
hey, kids, watch the elephant deer poop. It's
one
coming
time,
out. Big
one
ball.
Time at the zoo, because there's
oh,
not
man,
much
look
going
at
on. We ain't
well, the munchies are going to... there's two...
What are they, jumping in the water? Two bitches swimming in an inner tube. They're gonna
two bitches swimming in an inner tube, and they're going, ooh, I'm going
to
get
her. They don't have them anymore, but they used to have a hippopotamus.
Look at them.
I know.
The gremlins just tearing
I
want to
tell this story, Ted's Tales.
Go ahead,
they
Ted's
used to
Tales.
Have, this is before I had children.
Yeah.
I was at the zoo, you know, my wife and I were just
no, you weren't.
Day. But they used to have hippopotamus, and it was under the water.
Hippopotamus.
And I remember
Christmas.
This little girl come up, and she's, what's that? And I said, that's a dead elephant. They just threw it in there 10 minutes ago.
Holy crap.
I go, they just shoveled it in. She's, no, it's not. That's a hippopotamus. I didn't see any parent around, so I just looked at her and said, well, why'd you ask then? You know, don't get smart with me. One time I had to yell at some kids because they were throwing rocks at the geese.
I did that one time, too. There was
I yelled at them.
There was a bunch of kids around the flamingo area.
Yeah.
And they asked me what they were.
Yeah.
Because they looked very odd, and they looked pink and long. And I said, those are monkeys.
Yep.
Those are from, we got 99% the same DNA as them.
Yeah.
And the kids said, our teacher said that those were not monkeys.
Yeah, we'll tell your teacher she's stupid.
And I jumped into one of the golf cart things and took off.
Yep. You know, you can't put up with that nonsense with these kids.
Got myself a Ben and Jerry's ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah, Ben and Jerry's. Yeah. So what did we say? There were a couple of fly honeys swimming in the lake.
Couple of biatches.
So, yeah, the munchies have to... They don't just pull over on the road. They drive down to the beach and tear ass on the sand. And
here's a view of Jeepers Creepers.
They come swimming out. There's a movie I'll never watch.
Oh, man.
I won't watch Jeepers
Creepers
3, 4, 5. Won't watch any of them.
Look at that red bathing suit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, a skunk comes out of the tube. Well, he's chasing munchies, and he gets a skunk.
The munchies go in this big tube.
And they just terrorize the girls a little bit. They don't hurt them. They just terrorize them.
Yeah,
and they look so stupid. These little hand puppets.
They
are.
Do.
The first one looks
She's
okay.
ripped, man, in that red bathing suit.
You know, she's going to be on American Ninja.
Damn. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, God, here's these people that
But Paul reaches his hand in this tube, which he shouldn't have done, and there's a skunk in there.
Don't
you
stick
never
your hand in things.
And who's this lady from?
This is some people that run. What is this place called? I can't read the sign.
Marvelly?
Oh, my God, it's so gay. I mean, it's...
But who's that girl? Who's
that
girl?
I don't know, but they all have to wear these ridiculous upside-down ice cream cone hats.
I know, those are actually pretty
And
funny.
They keep them on the entire film, scenes that they're in. So the munchies just show up at this restaurant. It looks like an ice cream parlor out in the middle of the goddamn desert.
Restaurant.
And look, a little play on E.T. here.
Yes, a little play on E.T. too. This movie is just...
Okay, Marvell.
You don't know who that woman is.
I don't know. I know that's the guy from Star Trek with the stash.
Yes.
Who's the chick?
You don't recognize her from any movies or nothing?
No.
Oh, God. She's been in a lot of movies, too.
Name one.
I'd have to go to
IMDb. I know. You can't name
it. Yeah. Well, that guy's been in a lot
Man,
of stuff,
everybody's
too.
Got a right... Well, yeah, Star Trek, primarily.
Other than Star Trek.
No one will ever know him for anything except Star Trek and Munchies.
If I read Simon makes his mama.
Wife's out there changing the tire, and she even says it would have been easier if there was a jack. He makes her change. How is she changing the tire without
she
a jack?
She lifted it up.
She's a whole lot of it. Look at those thighs, man. They're thick.
Oh my God.
Well, she's thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
Oh my
Feel
God.
Feel free to use that one. My wife hates it.
She's thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
Girl, you're thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
You ain't watered down, girl. Oh, man.
Yeah, but inside the ice cream shop just a moment ago, man, the doctor from Star Trek, they're all packing heat in this movie. He had a rifle. He took out a window.
Artith Blood says, in chat, says, isn't she the mom from 1986 Trick or Treat? Could be.
Got me. I ain't seen that movie either.
Kind of reminds me
Look
of
at this.
Puppet Master movie. Oh, my God.
Someone just threw the one wearing the Rastafarian hat.
Yes. And bit his neck.
Bites him on the neck. And then they kick him. The munchie bounces off the wall and bounces back.
And the other three come running out. You all right?
Yeah.
The other one, three come running out the door.
I almost didn't recognize that was him.
Really quick.
Almost.
Yeah, he's unrecognizable. So they start taking him out, like holding him like he's really badly injured. And in the car
here.
Why
are they still wearing these hats in the car?
I know.
Imagine wearing a huge upside down strawberry ice cream cone on your head.
He keeps saying, I'm okay. And then he passes out.
Yeah, I'm okay.
And then he does it again. And he says, passes right out.
That's like me when I'm drunk.
I wish
I'm okay.
I wish I knew that chick where she was from.
Well, ask
again,
one of our
I know,
talk backers
they said
over
they,
there.
This, yeah, they're in
Look
the
her
church,
up.
I know. Okay, ambulance.
Bambalance?
Just get a.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be backwards.
Just get a sticker.
That's only on the front, right?
And put it on. But yeah, what they're making it to Cal Snack.
Cal Snack.
The factory.
They even make mention that they sell them to the Russians. They sell these snacks. He's like, that's because NASA needs a bribe to sell them. You know, the Russians, you just give them a percentage.
Oh my gosh! Oh,
look, they all pull in at the same time here. Practically.
What a week this has been, guys. Dave LeBay kind of reminds. Oh, he said that already. I read that already.
He's reading a book?
Oh, my God.
There's creatures running around the neighborhood wreaking havoc, and he's sitting down in a chair reading a book.
Somehow he found a book on, like, Machu Picchu.
On the munchies?
On the munchies, or some Mayan.
Look, there's information on them in here.
Some Mayan,
The first book he pulls off the shelf.
History.
Just opens it up. Bam, there it is. It was there the whole time.
Which, the Mayans come from Norway.
Yeah.
Where the,
Hey, you remember that Mel Gibson movie,
Swedes.
Apocalypto?
Oh, heck yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was an excellent movie.
You know, everybody's down on Mel, but man, can that guy make a movie or can that guy make a movie?
That movie, that was damn good.
That was good. And I like how there was even like a Three Stooges kind of humor at the beginning. Like,
I wanted to tell
him
to
rub that stuff on his balls. And yeah. It ends up burning.
They were joking a little bit about
but
that.
But yeah, what a, by the end of that movie, you know, what a hardcore ass movie.
Oh, we got Deuce Vault 10-0106. Love the show. Thank you for all your hard work. Thank you for being here.
No
That's
problem.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man. You came a week. Make sure you check all of our past commentaries.
Our movies aren't usually this bad.
Yeah, this is a really bad movie.
What's going on? Why is she covering up her toppers?
Oh, Jesus. Crimmy.
Big head busts into
what's
the
coming
house.
Out of me?
I got a call that there was shit going on down here.
Okay, why does Simon Waterman not realize that she's freaking having an affair with this cop, the sheriff, okay?
He would never suspect his wife would cheat on him.
Listen to you.
He's like, take my wife, please.
Take my wife, please. That ain't no boom. But he's comes in all riot gear and everything.
Basically.
Yeah,
he's ready to throw down.
And he sends his wife and stepson,
Melvis.
Or whatever. And
she named my
kitchen.
Son Melvis.
Melvis. Melvis the Pelvis. That's what they used to call me back in the day.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Usually, you know. Every time they walk in, that fish tank is murkier and murkier.
And I have to say, Cindy is always got a smile on her face, even when the worst things are happening.
She lives in the desert. Why is she wearing jeans and long sleeve shirts?
I don't know. She should be wearing some
I'm
kind
hot.
Of a...
I live in here, and in Cleveland, and I'm hot.
She,
if I was at home, I would be like that dad in Goldberg's. I would be in my underwear.
Oh, my God.
When I'm at home, I don't know what my kids are going to do when they bring friends over. I ain't getting dressed.
Ted, if you guys have ever watched the Goldbergs, that's Ted, the father in there.
As soon as I get in the door, man.
Oh, my God.
Like, when I get home from work, man, the nurse scrubs come off. I throw them in the basement. I'm in my underwear. And I don't care who sees what.
Jennifer Delaney, Dano, the woman in Wendy is Wendy Shale. She was in the movie Interspace. Okay. I know she's been in other things,
too. Well, I've seen
too.
That, but I don't remember.
I know she's been in other things, too. That caught dude says, odd. How a new species that has never been recorded was recorded in a Mayan text that the archaeologist should have last recognized from the book.
He's basically broken this movie wide open now.
I'm all for two with me.
Pretty much my...
Well, if you want me to get deep into that, there's a lot of things in that are... not in text, that are in other manuscripts and stuff like that, that really go deep into all that kind of stuff that are suppressed.
So what you're saying is these creatures actually exist.
They do.
Oh, there we go.
Here's the big scene with a lot of the...
Who's that cute blonde?
The town folk.
Who are these? Boy, they look brother and sister, but they're primaried.
I love the wig Harvey Korman is wearing.
I was just thinking it in my head, man.
And I know he came up with that.
Let him go while in the prop room and yeah.
I'm putting
this.
I'm doing no Burt Reynolds things.
Look at it, man. She was shaking her ass in front of Big Ed there.
Well, later on when the
what are they opening? Golfland? Is it Golfland there?
Golfland. And he had
what are these kids up
all
to?
Punk kids that are going to do some mischief.
Instead of passing a joint back and forth, he's passing a screwdriver to him.
Because, well, they're gonna mess something up, man. All right.
That's what I like to do, mess shit up.
Oh! That's right!
What?
Zachary Haith. That's where, because The Burbs is my favorite movie of all time.
She's in The Burbs?
She's in The Burbs. She's, what's
She's not Bruce Dern's wife, is
Yes, she is.
She's Bruce Dern's wife. The hot one?
Yes, the hot one.
Damn.
Hey, Mrs. Schofield, how's it going?
I knew I recognized that.
Corey
yes.
Feldman, thank you very much, man. Thanks, Zachary.
It's like your favorite movie.
That
would have
been killing me. Because my mind, you know, a little bit of dementia coming
Oh, best part of the movie, right?
Bend it
there.
Over, little panty shot. Jeez. And the munchies are going, So they're very.
Can you back that up, man?
They're very.
Back it up for everybody. Let them all.
Back it up.
Oh my God.
Jeez. But the munchies somehow are...
Look at their whole... You can just see the hand. Oh, who are these people, man? Getting down in the golf course.
For some reason, these munchies...
This one's got drool hanging out of his mouth.
Can I finish what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, but...
These munchies are sexually attracted to humans.
Well, yeah, because humans are the
females.
Best. This kid just got terrorized by creatures, and he's playing miniature golf, the guy from the ice cream place.
And he's still got the hat on.
Still got the hat on. And look, he's got no friends.
No. Because it's made on the cheap. But yeah.
He whacked his ball. Oh, the I lost birds. My ball. Let me stick my hand over.
Zachary, go back.
Watch our podcast. I don't know
if you watch our Burbs one. That's way back, though. And that's before we...
We did it early.
Yeah, we did that early, and it was a little one of our cheaper versions of our movies.
Fun movie.
Fun to talk about. Red Rover.
Now, let me tell you. Ray, go on over. That's where we need a good Blu-ray edition of that movie. We have it, but it's just slapped on a disc.
Yeah.
If you go over in, like, the UK, Arrow, they put out a beautiful one. It even comes with, like, a work print edition. It's got extra footage.
The Burbs?
Yeah, all kinds of extra stuff in it. You would dig it the most, baby, so...
Oh, my
you
God.
Know. But it's not... You know, it's just not available here. It's something that I hope we get here eventually.
Yeah, the birds. I love it. Oh.
What is she spraying all around him? Bug spray or something?
I think it's a bug spray and...
It went in his eyes.
Yeah, he's coughing and everything else. So.
His family's stupid.
But wasn't he going in the ambulance to the hospital from the bite that he was gotten?
No, because he's okay.
I know, he's okay now and he's playing golf. He is bandaged up.
He's using the golf... club as a cane, practically.
He is bandaged.
Oh, God. Oh, what do the kids want to do? They want to get into the Coke machine or something?
Yeah, the pop machine outside.
Or is this the condom
machine? I like how the one kid is trying to jar it open.
Instead of using the tool like it's supposed to be, he just takes the head of the screwdriver, just whacks the glass, and they start stealing everything.
Well, there you go.
Oh, but somehow the munchies got in there without breaking the glass, and they're eating it out. Speaking of eating out.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. I knew you were going to go there. Yeah,
don't run away.
Get a little too raunchy sometimes in these movies.
Oh, come on. Tell me you wouldn't.
Dr. Metal Freak. Munchies mate with human. That would explain Rawhead Rex. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rawhead Rex. Haven't seen that in years. Is that on Blu-ray? Says Art of Blood.
It's coming.
Ooh,
it's coming.
I read an awful lot of the chat.
I think it's coming from either Arrow or Scream Factory. Yeah. But it is coming out.
I can't wait.
Ask me. That's the shit I know. I know that shit. Yeah. I keep up on that. I know when stuff's coming out for the few of us out there that actually collect actual media.
DVDs and media. And
DVD?
Blu-ray. Oh, DVDs.
What are you, dragging your knuckles on the ground like a caveman? You either got Blu-ray or 4K, baby. Come on.
I get myself some VHS still.
God.
I got myself the VHS machine.
You know, you're like living in a cave afraid of the sun and shit.
Oh, Lordy. Maybe I don't know what Arrow's been doing with VHS horror movies. Oh, look at this! Munchies! Okay, so
they have overtaken the golf land.
And Paul and Cindy tell them, don't cut it up, don't shoot it, you can't.
You can't, man.
You can't. Okay.
What do we find out that kills? Oh, electricity. Did we find that out yet? Am I spoiling anything? Or does that happen here?
Are you spoiling anything? No, we find out that...
Look, they're chucking... The munchies are up in the windmill of the mini golf course.
Well, Paul and Cindy are telling...
Where are they getting all these golf balls?
Paul and Cindy are telling Simon, do not cut it up, chop it up, or anything, because that's how they multiply.
But how does he know that?
Because he's got shears and stuff like that. Huh?
Melvis is the one who did it. How do they know that?
I know. They did. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Continuity here. Why are they putting a bag on somebody's face? Did they cut one of them up?
Yeah, he's cutting them up, and he says, he goes, there, see nothing happening. I took care of business.
Now, look at his helmet. Even his helmet that he's wearing is big.
Oh, Harvey Korman's great.
Oh, my God. Now he's like, now look, you dickhead.
Now look, they're turning. They're multiplying.
Hey, Biff.
They're multiplying. It's like weird. Under control. You got your munchies. Sandy, come on, girl.
Come on, Sandy.
What you do?
Let's get some munchies.
Soinks. Hey, Scoob. Come on, we got munchies to get.
Good thing there's all these drainage pipes everywhere for them to travel in.
Huh? Oh, exactly. You know,
that's how they get around town.
You need to get the water. Pipes. You need to circulate that water out to the rivers.
I guess. And we're circulating the munchies.
But
his wife looks like Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh,
except without the gaudy makeup, but the dresses and the
hair.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yes. Tammy Faye Baker is exactly who she looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And the one dude looks like the dude from Jeepers Creepers, Paul.
There's a movie. Pirate the hell out of that movie.
Exactly. What is too raunchy, really? Exactly, Felix. Nothing's too raunchy.
I guess we might have the occasional child.
Loved him in Dracula Dead and loving it. Harvey Korman was in that, Ardeth? Oh, jeez.
Huh? You know what? That was one movie. I know Leslie. I like Leslie Nielsen, but that's one movie I didn't see. Now that's a good movie right there.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood. Pale Rider.
Well, yeah. Now they've made their way over to the VHS store, so that's where a lot of stuff is going to go on.
A lot of stuff's going. Is she licking Paul's ear while he's driving?
I know.
Looked like she was licking his ear.
Not Paul. Eddie.
Eddie. Is she licking his ear?
She's really.
Sorry, I said the wrong name.
She's really trying to persuade him.
I think she was licking his ear. I'd be pinching her behind the arm here, you know, like,
hey, behind the arm,
bitch, don't be licking his ear.
He's going right along with it.
All right, I guess. Now I think Big Ed here is going to start licking Simon's ear.
Now they're driving an awful long way from where those things are.
I know.
And they're trying to get to the Cal Snack Factory.
Why?
Because that's where they said the sewer system all leads up into.
Oh yeah, because that must have been a part I fell asleep.
Because he's. Because he stores... Because
I remember them being there.
Because he stores the toxic waste there.
Well, we don't know it's toxic waste, but we're going to find out, right?
Well, when you go in his factory, there's toxic waste drums everywhere.
Oh, look at the Munchies, man. They're at the video store at Blockbuster. Whatever,
they're getting rid of all those movies.
They're all the Adam Sandler movies. They're just tossing them right out. All the Will Ferrell movies, every copy of Anchorman, throwing it out the window.
Watch for Dino as John Travolta this summer in a remake of Grease.
We're going to do Grease, man. We're going to do Grease. It's going to be the sing-along version.
We'll sing the whole... should we sing a whole commentary?
Wow. I mean, I could do it.
Yeah?
I could do it. And we've done musicals before. We did Rocky Horror.
TV burning. This is where he finds out there's electricity kills.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because this. Yeah.
That's right.
And it
turns
it back into like a statue.
It turns it into stone.
Look at the stone.
The stone. So next, you find out that Paul
smash.
Is going to smash the.
And then he smashes the statue, and now that's how he figures out. That's how you destroy.
And there's
them.
A hole that leads down to underneath the city.
In the video store.
Should we turn this into an opera?
Oh, look at that.
Back in
Why
the caravan.
What is it, that feather boa? Whatever.
You don't want to sing, but I can sing all night long.
You sing, go do what you got to do, man. I'm following the plot of the movie here.
The plot of the movie?
That's right, man.
It's to get the munchies. Yeah, they find out that electricity is what kills them. This
right,
is where,
what do they do? They either toss one of them, or one of them gets tossed into the screen of the TV.
Yeah, Paul found out that electricity
kills
all these
munchies. Why is this under the video store?
What?
Look at what's under the video store.
This is a frickin'...
It's a whole
alien
carved out
city.
Government secret laboratory.
This is like up there with Project Blue Book and
there's a
government
whole big
conspiracies
tunnel system with lights.
What's
condoms?
The big mountain under Colorado?
What's that used condom he just picked up?
Oh, God. Oh,
hey,
Lord.
I found a rubber. We'll
Won't
save
sing.
This for
Don't
later.
Ask me.
God, look at Eddie, man. He's
lost
like,
him.
What? Ooh, huh?
Singing and Munchies commentary.
Gotta do something to keep them around.
Yeah.
And all the you're right. All these drums of toxic waste.
Yeah, it's like Chud. You know.
Oh God! Oh, the worst part of the movie. Jesus Christ!
Eddie has
why? Why?
Spiders.
Why?
Ted's phobia. Spider.
God
spider
damn.
On the scene. Spider
hate
on the
him.
Scene.
Fucking hate him.
Eddie starts freaking out.
You know what? If I was this actor, there's just no way, man. There's no way. There's no way.
You know what I'm liking about this scene, though?
No way.
Ted? He's acting like Abbott and Costello, kind of. He's going...
There's no way.
He can't get out, and he starts... And then he eventually screams. And,
I'm sorry.
No.
Everybody's got, like, that one thing, man.
I know.
Just, that's it. It looks like something that doesn't even belong on this world.
Did you see how Cindy actually came there?
I'm hoping that was a fake one at that point.
And she actually pulled it off.
I'm sure it was fake at that point.
You would think so.
I don't know.
But they're
going
to come
up
to...
But you know what? After Chopping Mall in this movie, man, I'm done with that.
With what?
Remember Chopping Mall? The girl had them all over?
Oh, yeah, the spiders. Okay.
Yeah, I'm done with that. Who needs them, dude? Well, especially, I mean, I don't... Little ones, whatever. That don't bother me. So I'm talking them big-ass hairy ones. What do we need that for? Let's synchronize our watches.
Yes. Well,
they're
going to
split up.
They're going to split up because they're
two
different
tunnels.
And Paul goes on one side, and you
what
know
what the
Eddie,
hell? What's the deal? With, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's no.
We get a burger joint run by midgets,
little people,
midgets, and they all wear this big thing on their shirt that looks like a big order of French fries, and it's just flopping around.
Oh my God, Ted, I didn't realize that.
It's like part of the uniform. You can't say midget?
It's a pocket.
I say gay, retarded, everything in the show. Now you get mad at midget?
I'm not getting mad. I'm just saying some people
are. Is anybody out there going to get mad if I say midget?
Some people get offended, but
are there any midgets out there that are getting mad?
Anyways. Yeah, I mean, it's our show is what it is.
Take place in the 80s when political incorrectness didn't exist, and that's the mode.
It how it was. Ted never saw Arachnophobia, I would guess.
No. I did see that movie. Because I tried. You know, I tried to watch it.
That's when we like tied you to the chair.
No, I watched it with my family.
Yeah?
My mom and dad and stuff when I lived at home.
Oh, look at...
And you know what my dad kept
little,
doing?
The little people are running away.
I know. I was sitting on the floor and my dad kept going... I tried, dude, but like that one, you could see the eyes and shit. No.
Okay.
But I did watch it, beginning to end, I swear to God.
Where this little restaurant comes into play is, Simon is being told by the sheriff and his wife.
What to order. He's ordering some food.
Well, they're hungry. They're trying to get to where the munchies are.
There's shit going down. They're going to stop at the burger joint.
They're like, we're so freaking hungry.
And the sheriff, Big Ed, he's like, oh, health nut, you know, vegetarian, a salad. All right, salad, now you're talking. They're ordering this and that. And finally, RV Corp is like, 3 cheeseburgers, 3 large fries, and 3 soda shakes.
Man. I cannot believe
there's nobody there. The midgets sneak out.
The munchies.
The
manager or something away. I don't know.
But my God, all that were working there were these.
I'm like, what the heck happened? The lights
Kenny
went
Baker
out.
Was there.
Kenny Baker.
The lights went out and he ripped up Harvey Corman's pants.
Oh, why? Lord.
There's a little manhole, a tiny little midget manhole cover.
This is too much.
They went down there. They went that away. Yeah, because they got tired in the waiting in the drive-thru. They went in because they weren't.
Why are there all these entrances down into the
I don't know.
Tub.
This whole Sweetwater's got all these secret entrances.
It's got, in every restaurant, shop,
they all leave
factory.
This tunnel.
You know, underneath the ground.
Who dug this tunnel out? No one knew.
They prefer midget. Lots of laugh. Yeah.
There we go. See, I knew they did. I knew they preferred it.
Right. Oh, man. Anyway.
Who wants to be called a little person?
They used to call people midgets back in the Carney days, and it's kind of...
What's wrong with it now?
Ted, I'm...
Listen.
It doesn't bother me.
I'm fat. I mean, if someone says, Ted, you're fat. I mean, no shit.
Nobody should get offended by words.
Should I be weight challenged?
No.
You know, maybe I'm growth hormonally challenged.
But I don't sit there and call you fat. Hey, fatso!
But if you did, it wouldn't bother me, because I call myself that enough.
Hey there, fatso!
Hey, man.
No, I get you.
There you go.
Hey, okay, let's not turn this into a political thing, or...
I ain't talking... You know what, I got rid of cable. No, I don't know what's going on in the world.
I agree with you 100%.
There we go, that's all I needed to hear.
Okay, so there you go.
So don't play ball no more.
Okay, no, I won't.
All right. Midget it is.
Okay.
What's going down? What did we miss? Nothing.
No,
they're
not
still
really.
In the caves.
Yeah. Simon and the sheriff and...
Yeah, they get to the factory. Or warehouse.
Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah.
Has made it to the factory.
Why did Eddie just pass out?
Dr. Metal Freak says, because he turned around and hit his head on that rock.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, I missed it. We were talking.
Yeah. And then munchies are going to come after him there. Dr. Metal Freak from chat says, I used to watch a midget wrestler who called himself Psycho the Midget Killer.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Well, those are the people that don't take offense to words like that. Like,
who takes offense?
A lot of people
do. Why would you
take... Zachary says dwarfs.
Yeah, dwarfs. Same thing. Down.
Hey, man.
With all the terrible things going
on
in the world, who's
going
to get offended by a word? Yeah, people are dying in this world.
I know. Words are words, man.
So.
Oh, look at all the munchies running after Cindy.
Let all the snowflakes have their first world problems.
Exactly.
That's what I say.
The munchies are running after Cindy.
Yes.
She got up and left Eddie.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Doing the whole movie.
Oh. And this is where they're throwing snacks, and he says, "Eat this.
Eat this."
It's like a Cheese Whiz can.
Oh,
remember?
Doesn't
those
someone
things?
Say something? Someone has it. There's a funny line about it in here. I can't remember what it was.
I know there was some funny lines in here.
I can't remember what the line, but it was something about.
I
that
wish
cheese
I could.
Whiz.
Felix says, I'm here follically challenged. Bald is offensive.
See, there we go. There we go.
Felix is bald! Okay, here we go.
See, now, now we can't... This, it's like 1984, man, where they want to, like, take the vocabulary away and get it all down to one word and then finally no words.
Well, the only words I would say never use, really, is the N-word. I would say never use nigger? That. Yeah, I would never say that.
Why?
Because that is offensive.
To who?
We're well, I believe that society's trying to make a point because they call each other that quite a bit. Okay? But yet when a white person says it to them, it's the end of the world. The guns are coming out and you're going to shoot and everything. You know, I mean, it's just the end of the world. But anyways, yeah, we shouldn't really get into this.
I love when I get called a nigger.
Is Ted going too far, guys? Is Ted going too far?
I don't care.
Okay. Ted don't care.
The munchies just cut the goddamn power of the TV went out. There's nothing on the TV. Oh, wait. Here we go. I saw him cutting a wire in the TV.
That's what it's called. It's called cheese squeeze.
Cheese squeeze. Cheese squeeze.
And,
ew.
And what Paul does, and we're also going to find out that Simon uses the toxic waste.
As ingredients?
As ingredients to the
thing.
Doesn't
he say something like, oh, my secret neutralizer? He's going to neutralize.
He's got
you know, why don't you give that gift to mankind so we can neutralize all the toxic waste in the world? Thank you.
Yes. Well, explain what's going on here a second.
The munchies are chasing Cindy. They chase her into this little locked room somewhere in the warehouse here. And she's got the door locked and they... Bang on the door for a second, now they're walking away.
Okay, Kasai, I don't think you were meaning us, huh?
What?
Oh, no, he's regular in the trivia nights and stuff like that. But he was saying something about why are there so many self-important fuckheads on the internet who think that everybody needs to hear the commentary on everything. It makes sense for movies like this, but so much of the time I just want to see the original frickin' video. And there's some asshole running his frickin' mouth about it instead of showing it. I don't value your stupid opinion, you cunt. Just show the video. He's not saying that to me, is he? Kasai? You're not saying that to me, right?
If he is, I certainly don't care.
But yeah, whichever. Anyways, I'm trying to... You have to keep reading. Okay. Yeah, okay. I tend to not... Sometimes my mind's messed up here, so I get what you're saying. But yeah...
It can't be challenging something. We got to read comments and watch the movie.
I know.
And everything.
I understand what Kasai's saying. I think that there's a lot of people who just keep... pushing that. Let's have fun. Let's continue with our munchies commentary.
I think that's fun.
Yes.
I like to push some buttons. I always like to see if I'm going to get somebody pissed off. You know, like, something, oh, I've got to respond to that,
oh,
you know.
Geez.
But, I have a feeling that
cool
more people
here.
Think the way I do than I thought.
No, yeah, so. they're all cool in there. But what's going on?
Nothing. This movie sucks.
Well, Paul goes over, he finds out that...
what is he? He's jacking all the power?
No.
He's turning all the power on.
The munchies are on that, what's that called?
The conveyor belt?
Yeah, and it's
like
chopping them. It's chopping them. So it's going to multiply the munchies. Okay?
This is horrible.
So, but he knows they can die from electricity.
Right.
So he plugs a big extension cord in one big socket.
Good thinking.
He takes it.
Wait, they're chucking like cheese squeeze at him.
Yeah, they're chucking cheese squeeze at him. He's going to get a bruise on the head.
One of them's got like some kind of... What is that?
He's
going to
get
holding?
A concussion. I don't know what that is.
Is it a staple gun?
You know what? That could be it.
What is that? Why are they chewing through the wall?
Because Cindy's in the room.
They want her that bad?
Yeah, this one does.
Wow.
Arnold,
damn. Good for
I told
him.
You, they want...
That'd be like me.
They want these chips,
I gotta get
man.
To the wall. You know, because if I know there's a piece of tang in there, I mean, I gotta chew through the wall.
Kasai, I'll go one more time. Oh, Lord, Munchie Burgers. Yeah, there you go. They're already doing that shit with the Friday the 13th game freebies when everything was said in the frickin' gun media video. You got the munchies.
Oh,
we
no.
got ourselves the Munchies Food Lion. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But he decides that he's going to cut that cord to electrocute them,
which
he does.
Oh,
hits
yeah.
the metal.
Hits the metal, which electrocutes them all.
Yeah, and they all turn to stone.
All turn to stone.
But that's not all of them.
Well, what about the one chewing his ass through the wall here?
I know.
what's going down
here? Well, we'll find out, because Cindy is going to go...
She's got a coat hanger.
Well, what did she do?
I think she was giving herself an abortion. No.
She's trying to
click the latch.
This, oh, shit. This show went...
I'm doing it.
Went down the toilet, man.
And now he's taking all the statues off the conveyor belt.
See what you miss if you don't listen to the whole damn show? Holy what? Shit.
They're horror fans, right? What's more horrible than that?
Exactly.
Put that in a movie.
I rolled a conveyor belt once. Says Doc the Metal Freak at Walmart. I got price checked for $195.
Tell you what.
Doc the Metal Freak's got some lines. Keep him coming, man. Price checked. He's something else. Cool.
Oh, no! Look, there's one munchie left, and it jumped on Paul, and it's ripping his ear off.
Yeah, it's eating him. It's
yeah, got, but man...
He's got buttons on his shirt. Like in the 80s. What does it say? Billy... Michael Jackson and,
right,
and
Billy
Aha.
Probably says Thriller.
And Aha. Take on me.
Doesn't Arnold, like, remember him? Remember that, hey, this guy's my friend, he's nice to me?
I don't know. Was that Arnold?
Yeah, no, he throws him off. Paul throws him off. He hits that electrical wire, turns to stone.
And it doesn't burn the place up or nothing.
No. The cardboard boxes sitting on. No, it certainly doesn't burn those up. Just the munchie turns to stone.
Dr. Metal forgot.
I mean, I see physiologically how this happens, though. You know.
Oh, my God. Let me tell. Okay, in our YouTube chat, okay. Let me read this again real quick, because nothing really big. They're going to take Arthur... Or Arnold back to Cecil. Okay.
Look, they're making out. Big Ed and Tammy Faye.
Okay, where Doc the Metal Freak said, I rolled a conveyor belt once at Walmart and I got price checked for $195.
Yeah.
Ardeth Blood responded, you got off cheap. And then Doc the Metal Freak says, I thought the $195 was my weight. Oh, good.
I wish my weight was $195.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer. She said this was one fun commentary night. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And Kasai says you should do Microwave Massacre. I love...
I know that
I've
one.
Seen that movie.
I know of it. I know that
movie. Yeah, we're due for, like, a slasher flick.
These munchies were slashing left and right.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they're stuck in the elevator.
Right.
While the lights are all out,
Tammy
Faye Baker,
Big Ed, were making out.
They're making out, doing it.
Harvey Korman's no idea.
No. And he tells Eddie, his son, press the red button on the side. And he goes, there's only a button on the left side. He goes, on the side of the elevator.
You dumbass.
Your son's a bitch.
And here's where we'll find out about the snacks being in the filled with toxic waste. Yeah.
Now I was hoping Cindy would take her top off again.
Yeah,
but she
I
don't.
Know, just for the hell of it.
Oh.
And when Paul tells him that, he's like, "Yeah, you know, son, I need a good man to work for me. I could use someone like you."
Oh my God!
Yeah, because she don't want you to come crying to the authorities.
May do that, Felix. Microwave Massacre. I'll have to watch the trailer for that because I didn't see it. So
I forget the name of it. There was a movie that I was talking about. We should do at Thanksgiving where the killer like wears a turkey mask.
Yeah, you were saying that.
It looked horrible.
Thanksgiving?
Is there a movie called Thanksgiving?
No, I don't know.
Well, there should be.
Kasai says this is much better than Brain Damage so far. Oh, my God, no.
Hey.
I mean, to each your own, but hey, I love Brain Damage. But anyways.
I didn't love Brain Damage.
I mean,
But it was good. It was a very unique movie.
And the killer is Frosty the Snowman, yeah. Crazy gore, a lot of nudity, weird ending.
What nudity? Where?
The voice of Frosty. Okay. Anyways.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Put me in the cooler.
Oh, no. Little hijinks ensue here. Some
hijinks. Oh, man.
Nothing big.
Yeah. I mean, we're coming up to the end of the movie pretty much. And Tammy Faye. Look at her boobs bouncing all over the place.
You know, and I love it.
So they're going
to
take...
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. The best way to put it was the way it was in that Devil's Rejects movie. Man, I like boobs that look like a couple of raccoons in a gunny sack, you know? One going this way, one going that way, and that's what I like.
Yeah, that cult dude said there's a movie called Thanksgiving. I think it's a trauma movie. Maybe that's where I
said... Oh, no.
Yeah,
makes
sense.
Well, that means you'll want to do it.
Well, no. I'm going to give you a break after some of these. I've given you some rough stuff here to watch.
It's been terrible. Oh my God. We always have fun.
I know.
See, that's the thing. We should just watch these movies together, and we'd probably like them more.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's like what me and the guys used to do, like, in high school.
I wish we could.
Rent a couple movies on Saturday and watch
them. We had a little bit more time to be able to do that.
Like, I remember we rented
the original. I could always shoot over your house and watch the movie with you.
Yeah, my kids sitting there.
Feeding
a baby while I'm watching, you know, I Spit on Your Grave or something like that. That was one of the movies we rented way back when, before anybody had ever heard of it, now, because of the remake. And I remember when the girl's getting, everybody's laughing. You know, I felt kind of bad. Like, this girl's getting...
I know. See, that's the sad part,
yeah, and you, man. But you're an immature teenager, and you're like...
Oh, my God. That's
but end of the film, Cecil comes back from the university with the professor, and he looks at just
the all they had. Professor and Marianne.
And all they've got left is the statue. He was sitting there hyping up this alien creature we've got, and it's just the statue. And the professor's all excited about it. Oh, we need this for our natural history.
Ooh, 35,000?
25,000.
Okay. He said 35.
He said 25. Some people will say I paid too much, but...
Yeah, so he gets off. I mean,
for a statue.
He gets off. Whoa, jeez, Jiminy Crickets.
Again.
Woo! You gave him Planet of the Apes, Felix says. Felix Planet of the Apes, huh?
He's the one who wanted to do it, but it is one of my favorite movies, but yes.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But it was your idea.
Right, right. Yeah, Ted needs a...
Every once in a while I need a good movie.
And Planet of the Apes was it. Okay, so the end of the scene is they're taking off here, and electricity hits the back of the truck.
Right.
And it just...
And I think we heard the voice right again, like electricity turns them back.
Yeah, amigo!
Amigo!
Yeah, so... You can actually...
Look at these credits. Yeah. There weren't this many people in the movie. There was someone named Buddy Holly in the movie.
Buddy Holly?
Yeah, right there. Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly. Yeah, there was Scott Shirk played Buddy Holly.
He was the kid. Like, he didn't even have the same last name. Marge Marvell.
Yeah.
But then Buddy Holly.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
Like, he was just some kid they picked up.
Kasai says, another movie I like with a lot of 80s atmosphere is Bloody Birthday.
Bloody Birthday. Never saw that one.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many.
Of course there is.
You know, the way they churned them out.
1995 remake of Bucket of Blood. That would be fun. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know the original remake.
What's his nuts?
Original's got that. What's his peepees?
I can't even remember his name now. Our guy from all the Joe Dante movies.
Miller.
He was just Dick Miller. He's like the star of the original Bucket of Blood.
Yeah.
We should do that one because it's only like an hour long.
Bloody Birthday is another great 80s movie. Yeah, see, I don't know these.
Well, I mean, God, when we were kids, I mean, they just Bloody churned Birthday. Them out. I mean,
they did, I know.
I mean, every week there's
a new one. And I'm trying to find some really good ones.
Yeah, we've hit up some of the bigger ones, but I mean, there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
You know, the low-grade ones that, you know, back in those days, they still made it to the theater a little bit.
Well, we'll discuss after this, did you do pieces? No, we did not. We'll discuss on whether we're going to do... I had planned the Hobgoblin. I wanted to round out all of these, like, little critter movies.
If you want
to
finish it up, we'll
so
finish it up.
So, right. I was thinking of doing Hobgoblins.
And we've done every movie that has little creatures in it.
Yeah, kind of. Just about. Yeah. So, but I'm, you know, we'll discuss this afterwards. If you guys agree, like I said, you could always hit me up on the Late Late Horror Show Facebook page.
We keep them all in mind, you know. I mean,
yeah. Hey, if I heard,
we're gonna run out of movies sooner or later.
If I heard enough from people on our Facebook page, the Late Late Horror Show Facebook page, I might consider, you know, but not a lot of messages coming in through the page. A lot of people looking and seeing what we're doing. But not a lot of messages, so
right.
You know, hey, you know, whatever. But there you go. This week we
cool. Glad we entertained.
Did I?
What did we do? You paused the movie.
Did I? Oh, display's still on. What the hell?
There we go.
Turn the TV off. Who
the
hell gives a shit? I paused the VCR and the TV.
You should have static awesome. On there.
That's a good idea.
Like after the movie goes off, put some static on there.
I thought I hit the display.
And all the TVs used to have like the national anthem afterward.
Hobgoblins is a good movie we can watch. Okay, so you liked it, that call, dude. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, so be it.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll see. There
That's what we were planning.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess There's another commentary in the book.
It's always nice when I know before the following Thursday what movie we're doing, so I can get it.
Yeah, right. Well, I got it already, Hobgoblin. Woohoo! We've done about 130 commentaries already, wow. Man. Wow. Something like that. Well,
someone
I mean,
should hire us some trivia and
stuff
discs,
like
man.
That too. But you know, we've done definitely over 100 something commentaries already. So
another one in the can.
So hopefully, you guys enjoyed it. Our ranting.
That's right. It turned out better than I thought.
Yeah, well, we always go off the deep end here, and
I do.
Ted did a little bit more this week than ever before, but you know, hey. You'll have that.
They'll all get flagged for my
no.
politically incorrect words. Right?
Hobnilbog. What?
Who?
Can any of us make it through Hobgoblins? I'll think about it. We'll see. You may have us come back with a slasher. I don't know. We'll discuss
it.
A slasher. You know, like Prime Night or something like that. Or maybe even Bloody Birthday, you know. Who knows? Damn straight, girl. Oh, goodbye.
All right, we made it through a podcast and my wife didn't text me.
Wow.
How do you like that?
We could also do a pony movie, you know?
Porno movie.
Pony.
Oh.
The killer pony.
Didn't we see a porno movie with a pony?
She walked down the hall, she played with the pony, and she go, "What up with your pony?" And a killer come out from behind the curtains, and he go, "Ah, oh, Felicia."
That's not the movie I watched.
She go, "Hey, Felicia, I go chop you up a little bit like this. Dude.
Chop you up into itty bitty pieces, my friend."
You don't remember this? It's called Donkey Killer Clone.
Donkey Killer? No.
No, good movie.
I have to do it.
I like this very much so. The Killer Donkey movie.
Hey, muy good, muy grande.
Oh, pesa. Cosa le que tú sa? Masa. The donkey de circo.
Despacha.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I was possessed by a donkey for a second there. I thought it was an actual donkey.
Are you going to be like Lampwick and Pinocchio and turn into a donkey?
What the heck? Bloody Birthday exists. It's pretty weird. I'll check it out.
Right.
Boom, bam, the Invisible Man, where Ted says he is lightheaded. Do you guys remember our Invisible Man, where we disappear at the end from the lidocaine?
My son still likes to watch that one.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
The lidocaine.
I feel lightheaded.
And we disappear.
That's right.
And we pop back.
What was it? What was the I forgot the...
The lidocaine, wasn't it?
Not lidocaine.
No, it was something like that, cane.
Something
cane, but anyways. You know you are making me laugh. Sorry. Well, that's not good. That's good. There is 1981. Okay, anyways. Okay, we're going to end this, you guys. It's almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah, the three-legged cat's coming in the room.
Just watched it 2 weeks ago. Okay, so there you go, you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for everybody for coming.
Yes.
Appreciate you guys hanging out with us in the chat like always.
And those of you that didn't come, well, there's always next time. And sometimes you just got to try a little harder and just concentrate a little bit more and you will come.
With that.
Sometimes you just got to think about someone else. What the hell are you doing, cat?
Cat's tearing up the damn
car. Tearing up the furniture.
Okay, everybody. Late Horror Show. We are out. Catch you later.